Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jeff Gordon, the Executive Director with the Fuse Commercial Flooring Alliance. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
I've been checking in with you about every 6 weeks, and
yes.
Since this virus has changed the equation for everybody, I want to check in again and see how the health of the membership is. How are your members' business doing?
By and large, Kemp, we're doing just fine. I think everybody's kind of settled into this new reality, and I've mentioned this before, and we've all come out of this going, it could have been way worse. And business the last couple of months, or at least since we talked, we're running about flat versus last year, which means we're picking up ground. Because I would tell you probably by mid-May, we were off as much as 15%. Now I think we're off, 12 to 13%. We're gaining ground. And our general feeling is, and I have perspective from the suppliers as well where they're going to end up, but I think by the end of the year, we're going to be down maybe 10%, which to us is a win.
Could be a lot worse, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yesterday I moderated a panel for the Resilient Floor Covering Institute, the trade association for resilient flooring. Some executives on there, and we were talking about the fact that it's the residential market that's doing at least as good or better than last year, and it's the commercial market that's kind of hit or miss depending on how much backlog you had and who your customers are, right?
That's absolutely right. And my understanding is, when this COVID first hit, residential took a huge hit. And I think the commercial people were kind of the fair-haired people for a while because business was okay. And now that's certainly flip-flopped, and residential is very, very good. And, we're just kind of plodding along commercially.
Yeah. And so when you look at the different sectors, where's the business continuing to be strong?
Kemp, education is strong. Yeah. Healthcare is picked back up. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what we've all heard. Multifamily's doing fine. Corporate is definitely hit or miss, and hospitality and retail are way off.
Okay. I was looking at your website just a minute ago in preparation for this meeting, and it looks like you've redone it, and I was noticing the images. You're showing some polished concrete there, and you're also showing some wood, some commercial installations of wood. As far as what's being installed, I guess it's across the board, isn't it?
Well, and it just speaks to a theme we've had for the last couple of years. Projects have become a lot more complex because there's so many surfaces now being specified, and we basically had to become experts in all of them because the general contractor would rather have one subcontractor do all that work instead of having multiple subs on the same job doing flooring.
A lot of concern out there about what next year might look like. I know you had a board meeting on the phone this morning.
Yes.
And as a caveat to that, I might mention, well, there was a time when you were coming to Chattanooga next week for a board meeting. I guess that got canceled, right?
Yeah, we canceled that meeting. Our board really wasn't comfortable in going.
Yeah.
And we had a good conversation today. We've been doing Zoom calls with the board for a while. We did them every week. Then we moved it every 2 weeks. Now we're back to our regular monthly schedule. We've had more FaceTime with the board than we've really ever had. Mm-hmm. And I think actually it accomplished a lot. And what we're doing in lieu of the fall planning meeting is we're doing weekly Zoom calls with the suppliers, because part of the fall planning meeting is to sit down with our suppliers and strategize about what to do, the following year. So, our plans for 2021. So in these calls, we're talking about what we're working on. They tell us what they're doing, and then we try to figure out, okay, how can we best put that all together to grow the business in 2021? Mm-hmm. And then the calls have been great. I think they've been very effective.
So that 2021 is the big question mark as far as when the backlog runs out, what's going to be there?
And I get asked that from the suppliers all the time. And, I heard your interview with Kermit Baker, and I think he said 2021 was 4.5% off, I believe, if I remember correctly. And, we're going to be going against softer numbers. But the unknown for us is we can see our backlogs have been very strong in bookings, keep the backlog strong. Well, our bidding now has slowed down, and I think that's a reflection of what we've heard with the Architectural Billings Index. So I think we're going to be fine through the end of the year, and that's why I say 10% off I think is a good year. Mm-hmm. 2021 is still anybody's guess. Mm-hmm. I've talked to some members that say they're already halfway booked in 2021. I've talked to other members that have very little backlog going into that year. So it's just going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Well, the biggest sector is that corporate office sector. And that's the one that, you know, we're hearing all kinds of different noise in different directions as far as when are we going to make people come back? How much of the workforce is coming back? So it's just an unknown. I did, though, do an interview that's going to be in our next issue with a guy that focuses on high-tech office space. And he says, man, there's nothing going to replace collaboration. So there's going to be the need, and we're going to need more space to keep everybody healthy. So that's one perspective.
Well, and I just read an article, and you probably saw it. The CEO of Netflix was just saying that yesterday, I believe. Our only feeling, you've known me a long time, I'm an ultimate optimist. And I think the corporate sector is obviously taking a hit. And there's going to be some companies giving up their space. There's going to be other companies taking more space because they're going to want a social distance. But generally, what we've seen over the years is any movement in corporate is good. So, in other words, if some client with three floors moves out of a building, that owner is going to be very active trying to fill that space. And, of course, if that space gets filled, it's going to be new flooring. So I just have a feeling it's not going to be as hard hit as everybody thinks.
You're right. I guess your membership count still around 127, is that right?
Yeah, we've got three more that are joining. We've had a lot of activity there. And, again, I addressed this before. There's just, you know, independents out there that I think feel more comfortable being part of a group with just how volatile the business is. Mm-hmm.
And you've just arranged an agreement. You're joining Material Bank. Tell us about that.
We're very excited about that. You know, we've had a lot of conversations with the suppliers about Material Bank. I mean, our viewpoint, it's a very disruptive force. Definitely. In our industry, a lot of designers, I think, due to COVID, enjoy the fact they can go to a digital platform and order samples, not just flooring, but, you know, paint, wall covering, fabric, and have them delivered the next day. And, you know, we've been talking to them for a while, and we're very excited to announce that they've allowed us membership in that organization. They see value to us as a service provider in the design community. So I don't really know how it's all going to play out yet. You know, we're kind of dipping our toe in the water, but we're very excited about that.
Well, you talk about disruption. I agree with you. I mean, you know, this is for those people that don't know it. You know, it's Adam Sandow. Sandow Publishing that does Interior Design Magazine is the one that's kicked this off, and they bought or leased a major distribution center next to FedEx, so A&D people can go in and get the samples. But the question is, or the requirement to get the samples overnight is they have to tell Material Bank a lot of data around what they're working on. So they're going to have big data, and it's always interesting to watch what happens when somebody's got big data, right?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you know, I think that's a smart move on their part because, you know, for a manufacturer to get a lead with specific information helps them secure the work. So I think it was all very intelligently thought out.
Yeah. It's great to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us an update on what's going on with the Fuse Commercial Flooring Alliance. Again, talking to Jeff Gordon, the Executive Director, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.